AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. There was a big drop last week in the number of people filing for unemployment. The number is still at a historically high level. Also, the government says the economy grew at a 4.1% pace in the last 3 months of last year, slightly faster than first estimated. A third vaccine is expected to soon join the fight against the coronavirus. The AP Sagar Magani reports the country's top infectious disease expert is telling Americans not to be picky.
Dr. Anthony Fauci knows people look at vaccine studies and compare effectiveness, 72% versus 95% and so on. They may then decide, I'll just wait for the next more effective one.
That, I think, is not a good idea.
Fauci on NBC News' Today Show saying people should be confident in any vaccine the FDA approves for emergency use.
When a vaccine becomes available, take it.
Johnson & Johnson's vaccine will take its turn before the FDA's independent advisors tomorrow, and Fauci's looking forward to it joining the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines already in use.
To have two is fine. To have three is absolutely better.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Republicans are rallying solidly against the Democrats' proposed $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. There is more testimony, this time in the House, on the Capitol riot.
The attack exposed weaknesses in our Capitol security systems that are far greater than any of us would have ever anticipated.
That is Connecticut Democrat Rosa DeLauro. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman says the department was not ignorant of intelligence of an attack.
Although we knew the likelihood for violence by extremists, no credible threat indicated that tens of thousands would attack the U.S. Capitol.
The House is set to pass a bill that would strengthen LGBTQ protections in the nation's labor and civil rights laws. This is AP News. A 16-year-old girl has died, a teenage boy injured, after they fell through an icy lake in Ohio.
It turns out that she got him out before she succumbed.
Lieutenant Brandon Jackman with Paint Creek EMS says ice-covered water is very dangerous.
A 36-degree water is no different than a three-story house fire. They'll both kill you just as quick.
The boy was taken to an Ohio hospital for treatment of hypothermia. Australia's Qantas Airways does not expect to resume international travel apart from New Zealand until late October. CEO Alan Joyce says flights will resume after people in Australia are vaccinated. He says the coronavirus has hit Qantas hard.
In the first half of the calendar year 20, we also lost $4 billion. It brings the total impact of COVID through 2020 to $11 billion.
Australia's immunization program began last week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.